This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting next week, millions of students will take the first of two rounds of new tests tied to what are called Common Core education standards. The state tests took years and hundreds of millions of dollars to develop, setting aside for now the controversy over whether a Common Core of standards is best for students. Listen to what goes into building a new test. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott takes us inside that process.
The Washington, D.C. headquarters of PARC seem pretty quiet for an organization about to face its own big test.
We're getting to that point now. It's like 2 or 3 minutes before game time, and we're ready to hit the road running.
Jeff Nellhaus is director of assessment for PARC. That's the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. It's one of two large groups of states that have spent more than 4 years and $360 million in federal grants building new tests tied to the Common Core. To explain where all that time and money went, Nellhaus walks me through a sample problem.
So we're looking at a question now from a fifth grade English test.
Students are asked to read a passage from a novel called Moon Over Manifest. It's copyrighted, so there are royalties to be paid. PARC also pays a testing company to write questions that reveal how well students have mastered various skills, like reading comprehension.
From there, literally dozens of people are looking at the question after that.
They copy edit and review and field test it and review it again, with the meter running the whole time. Scott Marion is an advisor to PARC and associate director of the Center for Assessment. He estimates all that costs around $1,000 for a single multiple choice question and as much as $5,000 for a more open-ended one.
So what started out as a little innocent process of somebody sitting in a room writing a question to a passage is now this sort of Rube Goldberg-esque process that it goes through to actually land on the operational test in the following year.
And every year, the process repeats as old questions go to the testing graveyard and new ones replace them. Bob Rothman with the reform group Alliance for Excellent Education says it's a necessary investment. Tests carry a lot more weight than they used to. They're used to judge not only students, but teachers and schools.
If you really want this information about how students are performing, then just buying something on the cheap won't get you very much.
Still, to keep costs down, PARC made a shorter test with more multiple choice questions than originally planned. The price works out to about $24 a student. That's more than some states were paying in the past, but for others, it's less. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.